Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, July 15, 2013. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold. If you'll rise, please.
You don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before asking you to give us the divine wisdom to make the right decision for this county. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around each and every member of our community as a way of fighting wars. Not just that, Lord, we ask that you put some healing in our country. Our young people are acting in the right way. Please maintain the strength, belief in you. All these blessings we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge of our great nation's flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve specifications for an invitation for bid for taxiway D reconstruction out at the airport. It's package one at Jack Brooks Regional Airport, and that's funded by the Airport Improvement Project 2013 grant number 30. Item B is to consider and approve a bid due date extension for the FEMA grant management and insurance advisory services for Jefferson County from Tuesday, July 16th, 2013, 11 a.m. until Tuesday, July 23rd, 2013, 11 a.m. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an engagement letter for auditing services for Jefferson County with Patilla Brown and Hill LLP for the third year of the contract from August 6, 2013 until August 5, 2014. Item D is to consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by local government code section 263.152A1 to be auctioned by Horns Auction Inc. The auction scheduled for Saturday, August 3, 2013 at 9 o'clock a.m. Item E is to consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.152 subsection 3 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to Commissioner's Court, item A is to consider, acknowledge, and present the Jefferson County Historical Commission with the Distinguished Service Award presented by the Texas Historical Commission for outstanding preservation work accomplished in the year 2012. Item B is to receive and file an executed oath of office appointments for Mr. Charlie Reno, Mr. Charles Cox, Ms. Sandra Melton, Mr. Jeffrey Thomas Roebuck, and Ms. Sandra Duhon to the Jefferson County Emergency Services District No. 4 Board of Commissioners effective June 24, 2013. Through January 1st, 2014. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Save Our Children, SOC, Children in Motion, Inc., for providing a forum for open discussion of all matters of public interest for the sake of all youth in our community. And item D is to consider and approve a resolution of the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, authorizing submission of a contract amendment request for the Community Development Fund contract between Jefferson County and the Texas Department of Agriculture, Office of Rural Affairs for contract number 711281. Do I have a motion on those items under commissioners?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And first, Ms. Goodness, Ms. McMahon, do you have any other representatives of the Historical Commission here? We've asked you to be here today because I received a letter from the Texas Historical Commission, from Bratton Thomason, informing us that Jefferson County Historical Commission had received the Distinguished Service Award for outstanding preservation work in 2012. And this award is given to the County Historical Society or Commission that successfully manages preservation programs and helps educate citizens and generate interest in matters of historical significance. And when I talked to them, they were extremely complimentary of all the work, and we know of all the work that you do here locally. And
thank
so
you.
I wanted to present this award to y'all today from the Texas Historical Commission.
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners. We appreciate you acknowledging the Historical Commission today. We want to thank our members who work so diligently all year long. I believe the award is in references 2,600 some odd hours of volunteerism this past year. I have with me Linda McMahon, our coordinator, Paul Prosperi, our secretary, is here. So we want to thank you very much, and we want to also thank the commissioners and judge for the wonderful working relationship we have with each of you, how much you help us do what we try to do. So thank you for that.
Thank
and
you.
And I want to thank Linda because she keeps us all straight.
Also, Ms. McMahon, it's good seeing you here.
Yes.
Praying for you.
Glad you're feeling
thank you.
I didn't see your sidekick with you. You know I'm going to call him that now from now on.
He's
all right. All right.
Thank you for all your
would you like to come up? Commissioner Arnold has something he'd like to read.
I'm going to read the resolution which we just passed. Be it remembered at the meeting of the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, held on this 15th day of July 2013 on a motion made by myself, Commissioner Arnold, Precinct 1, and seconded by Commissioner Weaver, Precinct 2, the following resolution was adopted. Whereas Save Our Children, SOC, Children in Motion, Inc., organized in 2003, and since its inception, it has had hands-on experience working with over 8,000 plus youth. And whereas SOC is a community-based organization serving all youth throughout Jefferson County and the Golden Triangle, mentoring them to serve their community and promote high ethical standards in their lives. And whereas SOC Children in Motion Inc.'s goal is to reach children prior to their teenage years and to help mold them to become a valued contributor as well as a positive influence in their community. And whereas SOC is most concerned with fostering spiritual growth as a way to promote healing in the lives of at-risk youths, because without a relationship with God, at-risk youth do not have a chance to take control and make positive decisions about how to live. And whereas SOC Children in Motion provides one-on-one training for parents to learn simple parenting tools that will enable them how to help their teen handle problems appropriately and on their own. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby honor and commend Save Our Children, Children in Motion, Inc., for providing a forum for open discussion of all matters of public interest for the sake of all youth in our community. Signed this day by Your Honor, Judge Jeff Brannick, Commissioner Eddie Arnold, Commissioner Brent Weaver, Commissioner Michael Senegal, and Commissioner Bo Alfred. We would like to thank you all for what y'all have done. Those of you who participated this past week saw literally, 600-700 children come through the program again right here at the courthouse. It was amazing. They were so energetic, so knowledgeable, and attentive. We gave a little quiz, actually, up there about the history of Jefferson County, a little bit about the courthouse, and I want to say I was very impressed with the children as they paid attention to what was said by the presenters and answered the questions, and y'all do a fantastic job. I, for one, want to commend you for what you do, and thank you from the bottom of my heart for saving those kids. Thank you. Do you like to say something, Rev? Come on, JD. You've never been lost for words.
Well, he actually appointed me. This actually comes straight from his desk.
Okay.
Based on a recap of last Wednesday, our Jefferson County Courthouse is a treasure, a trover of offices that provide much-needed public services to our local area citizens. Many children and teens associate our courthouse negatively with criminal cases and or fines or tickets. While criminal proceedings do take place on a daily basis, the negative association of the courthouse at jail can impact the children into his adulthood and intimidate them from exploring the true joy of our corner courthouse. Over 400 to 500 kids actually arrived. It was a great, great moment. Most of our major events in our life are tied to the courthouse, which in another. For example, buying your first car, you gotta go to the tax assessor office and obtain registration and tags. As these young kids grow up to be adults, opportunity to getting married, they go to the county clerk office, which they will receive their marriage license. And for some fortunate reason, if it doesn't work so well, then they would have to go in to district clerk office or family district courts, second floor, which perhaps would facilitate the divorce. One of the most important things is as they get older, they will become the purchase of their first home. As they purchase their first home, the county clerk office and property taxes. As these young adults grow up to be ambitious, they might want to start their own job, entrepreneurship, which therefore that they will go to the county clerk office and file filings of the names of the ones who provided the services. We want to just say thank you. It's been a great, great, great moment for us. We're just wanting to touch all the kids in the Golden Triangle.
Amen. Hi, I have a little quick one. I just come to say thank you for all the participants and sponsors. I'm Ann C. Strunk, and I am the program director. The sponsors and participants of our program on last week was, first of all, I'd like to thank Commissioner Eddie Arnold and his staff, Judge Jeff Brannick and his staff, Judge Nancy Ballhue and her staff, Judge Ken Dollinger and his staff, Judge Gerald Eddings and staff, Judge Lupe Flores and staff, Judge Donald Floyd, Treasurer Tim Funches, Carolyn LeBlanc-Guidry and her staff, also Shane Howard, the tax assessor, and his staff. His staff was Susie James, Debbie, Pam Yates, Kathleen Spencer, Debbie Fletcher, and Alicia Murphy. They gave us great help in that department. Also, County Attorney Fred Jackson, Judge Randy Shelton and his staff, Jefferson County Sheriff's Department, Judge John Stevens and staff, Judge Larry Thorne and staff, and Judge Bob Wortham and staff. This was just a tremendous event. All the kids that were there, for those of you who may not have been in attendance, if you could have seen the smiles on those kids' faces, the enthusiasm in them, that was enough for those of us in the group of SOC volunteer our time, and that was the reward for each one of us, just to see those kids smile and the enjoyment that they got from this day's event. Thanks to all of you.
Thank you.
Now I have one thing to say.
All right, somebody put the timer on.
Well, this young man right here, let me tell you about this young man. This young man was the Grand Dual Prize winner. I mean, he didn't win it because he was just in there, but they had to answer questions. Every participant, everyone that did any kind of presentation had to give me questions to ask the kids. This kid didn't only win the 47-inch flat screen HD color TV, mm-hmm. He won a digital camera, wow. He won an iPod, uh-huh. He even won the earplugs to go with it. He was giving away stuff beforehand, and that's what it's all about. He happens to be a foster kid. Mm-hmm. But you see, if we give these kids the opportunity and the chance, there's no telling what they can be or what they can do, and we have to start now. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow's too late.
That's right.
We start now with helping these babies, showing them that for their hard work and their efforts, they get rewarded. We got to quit letting them think that they're just going through emotion, because it's not emotion. I asked him to come because it was about kids like him. Mm-hmm. Well, we come here all the time. And I thank you all, and may God bless you and keep
you. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, his name... His name is Jesse Marks.
And he's
Jesse.
Eight.
Welcome.
He's 8 years old.
Congratulations, Jesse.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Items under County Auditor. Item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 for the cost of restriping Spurlock Road in the amount of $24,000. Item B is to consider and approve budget transfer for the 252nd District Court for additional cost for postage in the amount of $2,400. Item C is to consider and approve budget amendment for the 317th District Court for additional cost for indigent defense and juvenile cases in the amount of $45,000. Item D is to consider and approve budget transfer for Constable Precinct 6 for additional cost for weapons maintenance in the amount of $400. Item E is consider and approve budget transfer for indigent medical services for a contract for pharmacist in the amount of $12,500. Item F is to consider and approve budget transfer for the county clerk records archive fee for additional cost for microfilming. The only change under contractual services, the amount of $30,000, that should be account number 253-0000-414-5077. Item G is to consider and approve intergovernmental agreement with City of Groves for the distribution of funds on the 2009 Port Security Grant Program, where Jefferson County and our auditor acts as a fiduciary agent on the grant. Item H is to consider and approve an agreement with TPC Group LLC for the distribution of funds on the 2011 Port Security Grant Program. Again, Jefferson County acts as fiduciary on that grant for other entities. Item I is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ending May 31st, 2013. And item J is regular county bills, check numbers 382371 through 382614. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Judge, I need to make another correction. I'm sorry, under regular county bills, we had two check runs. So the beginning check number would be 382110.
Okay, that's on item J, regular county bills, should be check number 382110?
Yeah.
Through 382614. Is that motion and second good on that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
One question. I'm sorry, Judge. I was reading the memo from Wayne about the increase in the pharmacist position. Would you mind explaining that, Wayne, as to what we're doing here in this increase, please? Or Dr. Walks or somebody?
This is for Miss Annie retired, so we have to have a contract person fill in. I don't know that we've made the final decision on
this.
Anything.
Is not for the new hire salary?
No.
Okay, all right. My mistake.
We haven't hired a pharmacist yet.
Let me put this on the table. Mr. Kerry Erickson is not here.
Yeah, that's why I was asking him.
He was supposed to have, a young lady here from his department, but he has done a study in which will come the budget where we are below the salary for Jefferson County compared to Harris and several others. Miss Annie was way below. It was like she took the position in the beginning. It was as a part-timer, and she stayed at that salary and didn't bulk or access to go up. And if you kind of allocate it over the time, I think it was 95. And when you look at what the going rate around here is around 110 or better. So that's where we're at. I asked Carrie to do a study.
Okay, and we'll probably have that on a future agenda. Incidentally, I think we're gonna need to meet next Tuesday because we have some items that we need to take care of on some contract issues. Okay, so under auditor, I had a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Airport, item A is to consider and approve authorizing the county judge to sign a lease amendment with SGS North America, Inc., and I understand that Commissioner Arnold is going to recuse himself from a vote on this issue. Okay. It's the amendment to the lease for SGS North America out at the airport. They're taking some additional space out there in one of the buildings to use for storage of some of their testing materials.
Judge, Commissioner, I'd just like to thank Alex for his work and Judge Rugg and Deb for working this issue through. We only have one more building left to lease out there, all four of them. So a lot of work's went into that, got these buildings back on the tax roll and revenue coming in. So appreciate y'all's hard work on that.
All righty. Any other, did I have a motion and a second on that? Do I have a motion? Move. Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously.
Just make sure the records reflect my recusal, Ms. Guidry, please. Yeah. Thank you.
Under County Clerk, item A is consider and possibly approve expenditures from the County Clerk's Records Management Funds in the amount of $5,018.88 for purchase of dual monitors and video cards for 10 workstations in the Courts Department. This expenditure is to purchase equipment to facilitate electronic court filings pursuant to the Texas Supreme Court mandate that recently came out. And item B is consider and possibly approve, receive, and file a list of Election Day polling locations for the November 5th, 2013 constitutional amendment election. Do I have a motion on those items?
So
moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford, I believe. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Ms. Guidry, is there any chance that we're going to be able to move into consolidated polling locations like some of the other counties have done in the pilot program?
A question, don't we have to have, don't we have to be a part of that statewide registering process? We'll help.
Very good, thank you so much.
That sure is.
Okay, under County Treasurer, item A is to receive and file the investment schedule for June 2013, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Have a motion on that item.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Engineering, item A is to consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Engineering Superintendent Stephen Stafford to attend a class on managing floodplain development through the National Flood Insurance Program in Emmitsburg, Maryland. This class is being conducted by FEMA. Course dates are September 9th through 12th of 2013. The only expenses associated with the travel will be for meals, which is estimated at $306 and is funded in the fiscal year budget 2012-2013. Item B is to consider and possibly approve a minor plat of Montgomery Estates tracts A through D, which is 24.73 acres of land out of the Bennett Blackman survey, abstract number 3. That property is located in precinct number 3 and is within the city of Beaumont's extraterritorial jurisdiction. We have a motion on those items. Under moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
Judge, I'd like to point out that on item A, Mr. Stafford was one of two people chosen by FEMA to fund from Texas to come to that class, and we are very appreciative of that, and we commend him for his efforts in this effort here.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations,
Mr. Stafford. After Hurricane Ike, they had good reason to invite you. All right. It's been moved and seconded. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Lastly, under Sheriff's Department, item A is consider and possibly approve and authorize Jefferson County Judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the cities of Beaumont and Port Arthur on asset sharing of the 2013 Burn Justice Assistance Grant Program Award Funds. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. We will not have Commissioner's Court next Monday, July 22nd, because of the National Association of Counties meeting, but it's okay with everybody on the court. We do need to have court on Tuesday because we have some contract issues that need to be resolved so that we don't have to go through a complete rebid process. And so we'll meet next Tuesday at 1:30 here in Commissioner's Courtroom. And that completes our agenda, and I thank all of you so much for attending today. We are adjourned.